welcome to Are You Connected? Number 73. Today is the 22nd of June and it's a lovely day here with a bit of sunshine. How are you going, Jen?
I'm fine, but I'm amazed because here it is foggy.
Is it?
It's a foggy winter cold day.
Oh, we've got one of those sort of crispy, clear, sunny days.
Oh, the fog must have lifted. Ours hasn't lifted yet.
Okay, well, we're getting very close to our first frost, I think. It's been we haven't had one for this year yet, not really.
Haven't you? Oh, okay, I think we have, but anyway. So what have you been up to, Lois?
What have I been up to? Oh, it's that time of year when we're sort of snowed under with reports and finishing off the term and some planning for next term. What about you, Jen? What have you been doing?
Well, we've been busy. We've had our Team China group go away and come back again, so that's been very exciting.
You've been very busy. You'll have to tell us more about Team China.
Yes. It's actually the culmination of a 3 or 4 year program.
And it's not just your school, is it?
No, we have 13, I think now 14 schools on board in Team China.
Are they from your area or are they?
From Bendigo, around Bendigo. That's and from each school there's 4 or 5 students that went on the trip.
Yes.
And we had about 20 teachers all told. Some schools sent 2 and some schools sent 1 teacher.
Right.
They went to Shanghai and Suzhou.
Right.
They went for 9 days.
That's a long time.
9 days they went.
Did they go to school or did they travel?
They went and visited a lot of the cultural things in Shanghai and in Suzhou. Went to the silk factory and those sort of things. But they also did visits to their sister schools on one of the days. So they went and visited the sister school. My kids went to Waiting Experimental School and had a calligraphy lesson.
Right.
And Tai Chi, I think. Things like that, and because the Chinese treat them like they're superstars.
They're very well treated, aren't they?
And, you know, the school has 2,000 to 3,000 students.
Wow.
And they're all assembled on an oval in front of them and they're standing up on a high stage, so it's like they're at the MCG or something.
Do you just have the one sister school or do you have 2 or 3?
We have 1 sister school.
For the whole group?
No, 1 school for each school.
Oh, okay.
So each school has a different sister school.
Yeah.
Our sister schools are all in the Suzhou Industrial Park, though, which is a big industrial estate type of a thing with 10 million people. That's a small place. Just
that's
a small place.
An eye-opener for the kids and the teachers. I imagine.
Very, very. But we've also had students from there come out to our schools.
And
in the past few days, yes, and they stay for 8 weeks.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yes, from grade 5. And they
young students, that's a long time, isn't it?
Yes, well, their parents would like them to stay for 8 months.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, they want to learn English. So it's their big chance to come, and 8 weeks is going to help that greatly. And they usually, do become more fluent with their English while they're here. So they do homestays with different families while they're here. Our students didn't do homestays for the 9 days. They stayed in hotels.
Well, if you're travelling around and it's 9 days, it's a bit different to 8 weeks, isn't it?
It is, yes. But it was interesting because when our students were over there, before they went, I set up a blog that has connections for all the different schools. So each school, I set them up a blog as well so that students could be posting while they're away and we can have comments going and all that sort of thing.
Yep.
And what do you know, while they're away, it was the 25th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square.
That's right. Yeah.
China decided to put some filters on.
Of course.
Social media, chat sites, social medias, all sorts of things, Google. So they could post, but they couldn't see the comments.
Okay.
And they could post, but they couldn't see their post. So it was all very strange. It was like being blindfolded.
You're lucky they could post even.
Yes, yeah, so some of them had trouble posting, so they would send me their pictures and their text and I would post it for them onto their blogs.
How did they emailed you? So email wasn't
Email. So the email would work, yes. Okay. So it was interesting though, and most of them Skyped back and forward. Some did FaceTime, back to their parents. So it was, you know, we had our kids Skype in at assembly, which was great. And all our kids saw them and talked and asked a few questions. And it just made it real, you know, that they're really over there, which was great because we have Skyped to other people around the world or whatever, but it's so different when they're Skyping to kids from school that they know.
To their friends and their friends can see
Yeah, and you know, really strengthens the relationship. And we Skyped with Waiting Experimental School, and after the students came back, actually, we Skyped and had the calligraphy lesson for one of our grade three classes.
Oh, that's good.
And it was great because we had the teacher on Skype out the front, and our four Team China kids came in and helped with the lesson as well.
Oh, great.
So that was good to be after the trip, to be able to still be using the buzz from the trip and our connections over there, and we'll continue to do more Skypes with them. On the other end, in China, their technology isn't as prevalent as ours.
No.
Because they don't have much or any technology in the classrooms at all. They did have a lab.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
They might go to, I don't know when, but they don't use it very much in their classes at all. So that was interesting. But from our end, the use of technology was great because we had parents commenting on the blog. We had students from prep to grade six commenting on the blogs. Teachers were commenting on the blogs. So it was really good use of technology in a real authentic situation.
For an authentic purpose.
Yes, so it was great.
So
and
each school
the use
had their
of,
own blog.
Yes, yep. But they're all on the Team China blog, teamchina.global2.vic.edu.au. That's the site, and then down the side, the blog rolls there with all the schools.
Oh, yes.
So you can check out all the different schools.
Yep.
And it was good because I attempted to teach them how to use categories and tags.
Which are very powerful when you do use them.
And this was a great use of it because we had, for categories, we had day one, day two, up to day nine.
Yeah.
They were our categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then for our tags, we would have things like the Pearl Tower and the Silk Factory, and actually the kids put their names as tags.
Yes, that's good too.
And then you could bring up all their posts.
Yes.
So it was, they really saw, oh, this is working
it's
well.
The filtering, it's the filtering.
Yes, and then because people wanted to see, oh, we want to see about the Pearl Tower, and they could use the filtering so well, when they saw how it works, that all the pennies dropped, and they were like, oh, this is a good idea, isn't it?
It does make, you do have to have a reason to use it to see how it works, don't you?
You do, and once you see that reason,
it until people actually start to use it for themselves, they don't get it.
No, and still until they're searching, and you can't really have an empty blog and show how it works. You really need a nice full one you can see.
And the nice thing about that now, if you wanted to, you could go back and actually use those categories and tags in a custom menu, so you can actually have day one, day two, day three come up in a menu across the top, and so, because you can customize your menu according to your categories and tags now.
Yeah, well, we actually have the categories down the side now. It's a drop down. It's just sitting there on the side, so you can click on whichever one you want without having to type them.
Yeah,
so
you
that's,
can do that,
that's
but
good.
You can actually put it in a menu too, so you can make the more important ones. Now that you've finished your trip, you could actually choose some to highlight and put them across the top of the main menu.
Oh, okay.
Which is very nice.
Like pages.
Yeah, it looks like you've got different blog pages because you might make day one, day two, day three your menu. And when you click on that, just day one, it's exactly like the categories. It's just that it looks a little bit nicer in a menu. And so it does look like you have multiple blog pages at some stage there.
Yeah, well, it was a great trip, and our teacher, of course, came back exhausted. It's a long school camp, 8 or 9 days.
Of course it is, yeah.
And because they're in China there, and 57 students on and off trains and things like that. They use public transport a lot.
So they all went together. They'd one big group.
Yeah, so they'd go off and break into smaller groups, though, because you might get on or off the train and not everyone gets on or off.
They would have gone to different schools. So they would have broken up for that, of course.
They broke up to go to different schools, yes. But when they went to a lot of the other things, they all went together. And they had special T-shirts. So all the people in China are actually stopping them and getting their photos taken with them.
Okay.
Yeah, so they felt really like celebrities.
So how long does this project go for? A number of years
Of
months?
It's continuing on because we also have a relationship with Bendigo Senior Secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And they have teachers that come out to our school and take Chinese lessons for our students.
Oh, nice.
So we have that part goes with it as well. And Bendigo Senior actually put in for a grant and are developing a P-12 curriculum for teaching Chinese. So we have access to that as well. And they also offer Chinese lessons for just anyone in the community who wants to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take up the opportunity next term actually and go and have some Chinese lessons. Mm,
good. We actually do Chinese Mandarin in our school too. We have a little Mandarin community. Mm. It's not as powerful as that yet, but I think that's the plan in the long term. So as a group of schools in our community doing the same thing, so secondary and primary and...
Yeah, and because we had a lot of, well, not a lot, but we had sessions with all the students before they went on all sorts of things to prepare them for the trip. Mm. You know, a lot of things to do with their passports and and just general safety things when they're away and all those sort of things that we've gone through and parent information nights and lots of things to the lead up for it. And then we're hoping next term to have a post-trip day where we get all the students together.
The children would be very well looked after. I know I've had a trip to China when my daughter was teaching there. I had a daughter teach, and I visited one of the schools too. And we were looked after terribly well. And people were very concerned that we would find our right place to go, and they would often just volunteer to help you because they were very interested in having tourists come to the country and that tourists felt safe and the tourists were well looked after.
Yeah.
So I imagine the children were very safe. Crossing the roads would be the most difficult
thing. And we sent them with Wi-Fi, mobile Wi-Fis, you know, the little mobile Wi-Fis that you get. With each school had one of those each in case the Wi-Fi was difficult over there.
Okay.
They took mainly took iPads and iPods, all the schools.
Yeah.
Some were talking about netbooks. I don't know if they ended up taking the netbooks or not.
I know when my daughter was teaching there, the only technology was at the front desk with the teacher, and the teacher had a computer hooked to a large screen, but the students, it would depend on the school because the schools are vastly different. The kids just had pen and paper.
But yeah.
That was all they used, but it was depends on what area you're in, I imagine.
Yeah, it would,
So it sounds fantastic. And then you went to the conference to follow that up, Jen.
Yes, the Team China teachers, we went up to Sydney to present the program to the Asian Education Foundation conference that was just on in Sydney and got to present at a mini teach meet that they had there, so that was nice.
Yeah.
And it's all available actually on the Asia Education Foundation website. And they have actually got... They've got case studies for lots of other schools that have done projects as well because ours wasn't the only one.
No, so there would be groups of schools doing the same thing at that conference?
All different projects. Yeah. They've done all different sorts of things. Yeah, so, but it's just getting Asian literacy to be an Asian literate school.
Oh, sounds fantastic. And in China, too, in Bendigo too, you've got that strong link with the Chinese
history. We have a big Chinese history in Bendigo, so it's really great that we can use it. Yes, and because you know Asia is a big area though, and it's not only just China. So
No, of course not.
Schools were doing many of the other different countries as well in their presentation. So it was great that they're learning about the whole Asian area.
Yeah, sounds fantastic, Jen. It sounds really like a wonderful thing to be involved in, and such an enrichment activity for the kids.
It is, and now we're really trying to use what they've learned and share with all the other students in the school so that we can keep it going, keep the momentum going.
Yeah. So will you have more students come out again next year?
We have some more coming in October, so we're just about to send home forms to parents to see who would like to have students. So it will be interesting to see if the uptake is greater from what they have seen happen this time, because this is our first students to go, and it's sort of, you know, you go along with something for a while and you don't really sure what it's about, but then when you see, oh, these students have been, and
so it gains momentum, doesn't it?
Yes, gains the momentum. So it will be interesting because we know we've got little prep saying, oh, I can't wait till I get to go to China. They're in prep, and we like to send our grade fives, so then they come back and you've got them all next year as well.
We do a similar thing with our Singapore trip. Sounds fantastic, Jen. Yeah. So now let's move on. Next thing coming up very quickly now is the Slide to Learn conference.
Yes, Slide to Learn is coming up very soon. It's on next week, isn't it?
Geez, is it that quick?
I can say that. It's
week after next.
It's next week because it's Sunday. Yeah, it is. So it's next week. So, yes, The organisers are very busy with everything, registrations and session selections and that sort of thing. But it's at a lovely venue at St Mary's.
In Sydney.
In Sydney, in the centre of Sydney.
Yes.
And there are lots of people coming.
So it's on Tuesday and Wednesday.
It's on the Tuesday and Wednesday, first week of the holidays. So it's going to be great. And you're doing a session there, Lois. What's your session about?
I'm going to endeavour mm-hmm. to share with people what I've learned about making an online TV show.
And well,
how, you know, what our experiences are with that and how you could implement that in your school and share some of the things we've learned along the way, and hopefully we'll be able to make an online TV show during my sessions. So that's my plan.
Yeah, and I don't think people realise how much of the curriculum, existing curriculum, is used to create it, because I think they have a vision of, oh, it's a whole new TV show. We haven't got time to do that.
Yeah, it's on top of what we do, but it's not. It's part of.
The
amount of visual of what I'm finding, which is really the part I'm enjoying, is the amount of visual literacy that's developing as the students make some of their segments.
Yes.
And they're developing and new ideas come together. Some of the ideas, some of the ways that they're putting together their little segments are becoming quite powerful. And mm-hmm. so they're presenting photos and that are not just a photo, but a photo that has an emotional message or an appealing message. So they're developing an idea of what visual literacy is.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think that's quite hard to do in a context, but it works well for this. So that's one of the things we might talk about, some of the outcomes that are addressed by creating a show like this. And then, of course, the technical aspects and what we've learned and what are some of the easiest ways to do it.
And, of course, a bit of workshop so people can have a go themselves.
Yes, a couple of 90-minute workshops. So we might even be able to get a couple of slides to learn TV shows going.
Wow, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing, Jen. I hope it all comes together.
I hope it all comes together. That'll be great.
Yes. Mm. And so you're presenting too. Your session is on coding.
Yes, I'm doing coding as easy as 1, 2, 3. I'm hoping to get people happy about coding and confident about coding, because some people can almost go into meltdown when they hear the word coding. And it's in our digital technologies next year.
Oh, yes, big time.
So it's good to have a bit of a look at it. And I've always really enjoyed coding.
Yeah, I quite like it.
Lots of fun with coding. And so I'll start really low level and we'll do some things with BeeBots.
Yep, so you'll work through some iPad things and robotic type things.
Yep, and we'll mainly focusing at P2, yep, or F2, foundation to level 2, yep, students. But I was also thinking the other week when I was at a digital technologies forum, PDJ, that if you haven't done any coding and then suddenly you've got grade 4s that you want to start doing it with them, sometimes you have to go a bit lower for them as well.
I have to start a little bit lower, don't you?
Because they haven't. Yeah, and so probably for them, though, I'd be doing a quick version of this.
Yes.
Whereas this is the main version for those lower level kids. But, you know, some of the older kids are actually doing it by themselves at home.
Well, those BeeBot apps, there's the BeeBot app, which is free. And there's a few free apps for coding, aren't there? So
there are quite a few, yep. Some different ones that get a lot of drag and drop type ones, like Daisy the Dinosaur and Hopscotch,
yeah,
which are getting more and more like Scratch.
Yes.
That's great to use. I'm surprised they haven't got a Scratch app, actually, but they haven't.
No, not yet.
But there are plenty of other.
I did hear one was on the way, I think.
Yeah, I thought
I'm
so too.
I'm positive. But I think I heard that. Yeah.
There are plenty of other apps, though, that are, you know, doing similar things. So, yeah, we'll lead up to that and getting a few different procedures done, and they should go away and think, oh, I can handle this.
So there's who are the keynotes for Slide to Learn, Jen? You've got all face-to-face keynotes, which is really good.
Yes, all our keynotes are live in person this year, so that's good. Won't have to worry about having dodgy connections and things like sometimes we do.
It is just nice to have the people there where you can talk to them afterwards, or you go to a follow-up session as well.
Yeah.
You've got Tony Vincent's coming again.
So we've got Tony Vincent coming from the States again with all his whiz-bang lovely things he'll show us.
Mm-hmm.
Great entertainer as well as an educator.
He is.
Yeah. Yep. So he's going to be coming along, and he's also running a session as well as a keynote. Yep. So that'll be great. Teachers will be able to go away and have lots of different tools to use.
Many people coming to my session because it happens to be on the same time as his session. Maybe we'd be in adjoining rooms so I can just open the doors.
Yeah, we've got Graham Brown Martin coming, doing a keynote as well. From the UK. Yeah. He's from the UK.
And he's talking about Lego too, is that right?
No, he's not talking about Lego at all. No.
No, I'm wrong.
he's doing a session as well that uses Lego. Oh,
that's what it is.
But Lego's not really an important thing. It's all about agile learning and being agile with your learning. Okay. So Lego's just used to show what you do. But we're also going to throw in Lego Movie Maker on the iPads. Yes. And take a few pictures and get a little bit of animation going with that as well, which would be great. But his talk will be really interesting because he's been creating a book for the World Innovation Summit for Education, WISE, you know that group called WISE? Mm-hmm. So he's been developing a book called Learning Reimagined, which is out at the end of September. And I imagine he might mention that in his talk, where he travelled the world and looked at different education systems in many different countries.
So it will be interesting because Graham's not one that's been out here much before, I would have thought.
No, Graham hasn't been on the conference circuit out here, so it's going to be good to have someone new.
So totally new, totally different ideas, so that'll be really interesting.
Yes, and Graham's been involved in lots of startups, designing robot kits for kids, learning experiences for all ages, and publishing. He was the founder, actually, of Learning Without Frontiers, which was a group in the UK which used to have conferences for handheld devices. He's come through that. And, of course, we're also having a couple of locals giving keynotes.
I was just going to say that. We've got our local presenters as well.
Yep, Adele Bryce is going to be giving a keynote, so that'll be lovely to hear what Adele has to say.
Challenge-based learning?
Probably, I would imagine. And our other keynote, of course, is Jonathan Nelder from Queensland.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure he'll probably tell us something about the New Horizons report, which is out. And our last keynote, we've got five all told, is Andrew Churches from New Zealand.
I'm a bit of a fan of Andrew's work that he did on Bloom's taxonomy with mobile learning. So he does a great, I think maybe he was one of the first people to adapt the Bloom's taxonomy to suit mobile learning. I'm not sure, I might be just saying that wrong, but I've used his work and his website's great. It's very helpful.
Well, that's good. Yep. So a nice load of people coming for our keynotes.
A nice bunch of people coming.
Nice bunch.
Very bunch, quite diverse, quite
a nice group. Great group. So some very interesting keynotes, and they're all doing sessions actually as well. So that's good because you get to go to a session with the person who did the keynote, which is great. You can always ask them a question that you didn't want to ask at the session, at the keynote.
Often it's more, you've got that chance to get deeper into the topic too.
That's right. It's really interesting. And that's what we like with Slide to Learn. We like it to be a smaller conference. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have 1,000 people or 500. You know, it's 200 at less.
Less than 200, yes.
Less than 200. And that gives you opportunity so you can actually get to speak to people and it's not too overwhelming and then you just don't speak to anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess our next podcast we'll be able to
follow up on some of those things,
won't we?
Talk about following up, Jen. Is there going to be any streaming, do you think, of the sessions? Or
I'm hoping some of the sessions will be streamed live because Tony's going to be there.
Tony Richards,
and he's quite good at doing that. So
isn't he?
Yes, so I imagine there will be some things streamed live. Once we get permissions,
we'll stream and edit them.
I would say they'll be streamed live to YouTube.
So I'm really looking forward to going. It's like a holiday, really, though it's not.
It's a bit of a working holiday.
Learning holiday.
Yes, a working learning holiday, and we'll come back and have the last week of the holidays to really relax and get ourselves ready for school.
Well, that sounds great, Jen. I think we've covered the main events for this podcast. I think we could thank our listeners. And thank you, Jenny, for all that really interesting information. You sound like you've had a fascinating term.
Very busy, so we're ready for our holidays.
Yes, we are. All right.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye, Jenny.